I'm blank right now. And picket, picket, it's a picket fence. And then we used to use chicken wire sometimes, just regular, not the burl wire. It's not quite as big as the burl wire, but it was a, right now I can't think of the name, but it's a wire fence that you could get it from 6 to 8 foot widths to enclose a yard around the house.
Have you ever seen, or around in these parts, the kind of fence that kind of has a zigzag thing and it's just a simple fence with logs or split logs resting on each other?
If there ever was, it was way back before my time that they had...
would you have a name for such a fence?
A split rail.
A split rail fence. Okay, and what do you call the things that you have to drive in the ground when you're making a fence, the tall things?
Post.
Okay, and what would you call one of them? Just one?
A post.
Okay. And also, something else that you don't see too much of around here are walls made of, or fences made of rock or stone. What would you call such
just
a fence?
A rock fence.
Okay. Now let's
They're strictly ornamental now.
Yeah, not
used to be for necessity.
Going back into the house now, talking about what's inside the house. What do most people call their very best plates and things to eat off of? What are they? You know, the whole
a dinner set.
Okay.
China.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of china?
Yes.
And what would that be called?
A nest egg.
A nest egg, okay.
We used to have china nest eggs to put in the hen nest.
Mm-hmm. And the purpose was to keep the hen happy or what?
They would come and sit on a nest if there was one there quicker. But my mother was very inventive, I'd say. She didn't have any, and she used an old doorknob, and it had the piece of iron on it about like this, about this long, about an inch and a half long. And one day that doorknob was gone out of the hen's nest. Well, she didn't know what happened to it, and she pulled the chats and boxes stacked up, and behind this box was a great big chicken snake, and he had swallowed that doorknob. And she was determined. He was still alive, but he was sick. She chopped him in two and got it out and put it back in the net. So there's a pretty good snake killer.
Oh, God.
Throw that in as a sideline.
Okay, well.
You can knock that out.
No, I'm sure that has some things in it, too. What about, I know there aren't too many open wells around here, but what do you call the thing when you do have an open well and you just let it down and bring it back up? What do you call the container that you would drop into an open well to draw water up with?
Well, you usually have a little wheel that the rope is attached to. The rope is run through this. This on this wheel has a track, and the bucket is tied to the other end, and you refer to it as a drawing water from the well with a well rope. That's all I know.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it.
You said what it was. You said it was drawn up in a bucket, and that's what we were looking for. And also, you might have something that was very similar to a bucket, or perhaps the same thing, that you might use to carry milk.
It's a milk bucket.
Pardon?
Milk bucket? Is that what you want?
Okay. What about a tin? Thing, maybe smaller than a bucket that would have a handle. What would that be called?
A milk pail? Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm just interested in knowing.
A small one was referred to as a pail.
Uh-huh.
But a large one would be a milk bucket.
Okay, that's what I want to know.